Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Dr. Wei Tse Lung is a lecturer of the Academy of Computer Science and Software Engineering at the University of Johannesburg. Good morning. We haven't spoken for a while. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard, and to your listeners. Thank you. I've been doing well. I hope you've been doing well as well.
I have indeed. So it's quite an interesting area because we've got the law is traditionally quite slow to change, and technology, on the other hand, by its very nature and by what attracts us to it, changes very, very quickly. How do we marry these two together?
Well, that is always a big challenge because with technology, as you've mentioned, it's growing very quickly. You know, today you say, oh, this is not possible, and then in a few weeks' time, someone comes out with a solution for it. And I think, humanity has this issue, and it was observed by someone named Protero quite a few years ago. He talked about a convenience overshoot. So we are always about, let's innovate, let's make things better for humanity. And when we do so, we have the best of interest in mind. So we say, this is supposed to benefit humanity in some way, but we don't think about what the other implications might be. And that is what causes greater headaches for law, because as you also mentioned, law takes quite a while to push out their various acts, so the rules and so on. If you look at the Cybercrime Act, for example, that just took years and years and years. And if they didn't finally decide, listen, we need to split up the cybercrime and cybersecurity bill into two so that we can just push the Cybercrime Act out the gate, I think we would still be sitting now thinking, well, are we going to do anything about cybercrime?
Mm.
So one possible thing, and I know banks do it a lot, is they keep their ear to the ground and they say, well, what's with the latest technologies? And they do invest heavily into technologies. For example, I think a few years ago you may have read that, and I'm not going to name banks, but a few banks did say they were going to look into blockchain technology
something
as a potential. And, you know, it might be money wasted, but it's something that the banks can't afford to not investigate. And so, as you say, companies, not all companies can do it, but you've got your banks, which are the big players, and they keep their ear to the ground. They look at the new technologies. They look at something that has potential, and they throw money at it, and they investigate, and they see how they can leverage it. So I think the big resource companies, they can afford to look into technology and keep their eye, keep an eye out for what possibly might come to fruition. And when it finally does and becomes mainstream, then they can do something about it. But not all companies, not all businesses in South Africa have that luxury. So it's an ongoing battle. And perhaps one thing is the lawyers could also be educated. So lawyers, as they are coming out of university, maybe they can also keep an eye on what's going on with technology now, because they don't want to be fully-fledged lawyers and then go, oh, there's this technology thing. Ah, I didn't think about it when I came up with the laws.
Yeah, so it's actually so important that these two dovetail, because there's no doubt that the law is going to be asked a lot of questions that pertain to technology, because that's the real world. When we're not signing documents physically very much anymore, when we're doing everything electronically, the law needs to keep up with what's going on there, I would imagine.
Absolutely.
And in fact, it needs to influence it, because if it should be working the other way around, in other words, how do we create a secure environment that will be legally sound using technology? Not just, in other words, it needs to be proactive and not reactive.
Yes, unfortunately, I suppose the law, right now it's got many other things to think about. Look, I'm not a legal expert, but I have noticed, as you say, they are very reactive. It's almost like they're ostriches, with heads in the sand, and go, oh, there's this new technology out, but we don't know anything about it, and we're uncertain, so we can ignore the elephant in the room until it becomes a big problem. And then it's like, oops, now we can't control.
Now what are we going to do? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there, in terms of corporates, banks, are they getting on board with the law and technology?
Well, I know. Well, the banks have to comply with the law. So I think they're also very cautious. So going back to the blockchain concept, the banks know, the government says, no, we're not really much in favor of this, but they still say, okay, well, we can't use it in terms of a cryptocurrency, but what, you know, we can always invest in it and see how else we can use the technology for some of our other projects. And that is one way to say, let's make wise decisions, look at technology that doesn't just serve a single purpose and see, you know, if we're going to invest in investigating it, it's not a total loss if it doesn't come to fruition. We can see how else can this technology advance our businesses and maybe streamline how we operate.